Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee meeting, Tuesday, April 28th, 2015.
Okay, we'll call it. Call to order. Take roll call. Ellen's not here. Rob's not here. Steve?
Yep.
Sharon here. Bob?
Rob.
Lee?
Yep.
Dave?
Yep.
Chris?
Yes.
All right. Any changes to the agenda? Good. All right. All in favor?
Motion. Somebody make a motion.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, approval of minutes from March. Changes, corrections? Motion to adopt the agenda, or I'm sorry, adopt the minutes.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, reports. Green Isle Park softball diamond lighting and the fruit tree.
The softball diamond lighting, we bid that project out, and bids came in, low bid came in at about $84,000. And this is the softball diamond down at Green Isle Park. The company that was the low bidder, their name is Vinny Solar Engineering and Electric out of Milwaukee. And I've spoken to them. They've never really done a project like this before, but they've done like parking lot lights and other government jobs. And they just wanted to kind of get into this type of work, so... I checked their references and their background and everything. Everything seemed good, and the village board awarded the project to them, and instructed me to see if we could cut down on the cost a little bit. What we're going to do is purchase the lights. The village is going to purchase the lights ourselves, save some money on the taxes, and then they're going to come in and do the installation. So. Ordered the lights this week. Contracts are sitting on my desk to get signed and out the door. And we are hoping that the project will get going in the next couple of weeks. And the lights should be delivered 4 to 6 weeks from this week. So definitely by the end of June, we should have new lights on down there. So should be a good thing for the legs and the users of that facility, so yeah, looking forward to it. and with that, with the village purchasing the lights, which was about $40,000, we knocked $40,000 off that, so the cost is going to be about $44,000 for the contract we do the work. So pretty good. Fruit tree grafting. That question came up at our last meeting for a future agenda item. I contacted VJ, the horticulturist over at the Extension office, and he said every once in a while they will actually have a program on fruit tree grafting. They didn't have it this year, but he's looking at possibly having that next year. So, I'll be in contact with him and, different programs that they have and, get the word out, if and when they have a program on that. So. Just wanted to bring that back and let you know that we followed up on that and found a little bit of information. And like I said, he's held that type of class in the past, so periodically they have those good horticultural classes. So.
Cool. Thanks. Approve Alloway.
Arboricultural.
Change it from the one we got?
Just the changes that we had talked about at our last meeting, just updated those. And then I did add those few appendix to the back that I didn't have done at the last meeting, which was the right-of-way planting permit application permit and the maintenance permit application and permits. So everything stayed the same with the exception of, you know, adding those appendix to the back. I think the email I had sent out to everyone included that. So that was in there. As well as there's the last page, Appendix G. It's an information sheet about newly planted trees. This is what we give our homeowners when we plant a tree, hang it on their door so that they have the information of, you know, the maintenance requirements, what the village does, what we ask the homeowner to do, and that type of thing. So what we're looking for, you know, from the committee here is just a recommendation. You know, we've worked with you a little bit on this, and approval and recommendation to take to the village board. We want to take this and present it to them as a policy from our department operations policy. So, any questions or anything on that?
I think it's quite thorough.
Thank you.
Not more than I thought it was needed.
Well, and sometimes, you know, spelling things out down to detail, you know, not only helps our staff, but helps the residents understand, you know, what we do and why we do it.
Yeah, it's not so, just because I said so.
Right, exactly. You know, there's standards behind a lot of the things that we do.
Do you need a motion on this?
Yeah, if you would, motion to approve the arboricultural specifications and present to the village board.
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And information discussion on the update process for the Alloway Outdoor Recreation Open Space Plan.
Yes. Well, what was the passage? Excuse me. Our outdoor rec and open space plan is, this is its last year of this version of the plan, so 2016 for the next 5 years. We need to produce and adopt, update and adopt a new plan. Primary goals of having the plan are so that we're in compliant for and eligible for state and federal funding for grants, as well as gives us a guideline as far as managing and our park systems and open spaces and budgeting for capital improvements. We go through and look to, you know, how can we improve our parks and, you know, what's needed, or do we need new park areas, things like that. So that's the main purpose of the plan, and we do need to update that and, you know, bring it up to speed for the next 5 years. In talking with the administrator, we do have funding to be able to allow us to look at an outside consultant to help us with this. We are looking at that option as well, because we felt that periodically it's nice to have outside eyes and ideas and visions, you know, coming in and helping us with things like this. Obviously with you know, input all along the way with, you know, from residents and user groups and that. But, you know, being that this plan, you know, it's a five-year plan, if we have an outside consultant come in, at this point, you know, we felt that for the next decade or more, it would be good, because then the following update we could probably do in-house, you know, and work off of that.
Is this something students or interns can help with?
Yes, they have in the past. We've had interns. I believe an intern helped with this version, and as well as Brown County Planning Commission has helped with this. But like I said, periodically it's nice to have that outside, you know, vision and group come in and bring new ideas and bring in new standards and things like that. So we got a base to work on again and move forward from there.
Are there consultants who specialize in these types of plans?
There are. Recreation-based consulting firms, engineering and consulting firms. These are firms that do, large-scale park planning, recreational plans like this. Those type of things. That's not exclusively what they do, but they, do have that expertise that's geared more towards the park and recreation field. Let me see what else I have in my notes.
I do have a question. I saw it using village property. Did they ever come up with any ideas or uses for that old village hall property on Webster?
Not at this point. Okay. Not at this point. I know it's still on the market. And, they're trying to market that for some type of business use, I think, because of the highly valued location.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, continues to be the avenue that they want to go. Exactly. So, let me see. Anticipated cost for this, it's not a cheap process, but they do put a lot of man hours into it. Typically, a turnaround time frame for something like this, community looks at like 90-day turnaround to get this process done. But so with that being said, it's not unheard of, $10,000 to $12,000 to have something like this done. Like I said, we do have the funding in our capital budget to undertake that. A lot of the surrounding communities do this all the time. DePere has done this. Ashwaubenon has done it this way. A lot of the smaller communities have done that. So, like I said, it's something we felt that would be a good, give us another good base for an outdoor recreation plan. And then from there, we'd be good, not necessarily needing a consulting firm for the next couple of decades. We could build off of that. What I had given you is a draft copy of a request for proposal with requirements of what we look for from a firm, criteria, and then scope of work of what we're looking for for them to delve into in both reviewing our open space plan and as well as looking into new things to add to it. I want to read through the scope, and then I did leave at the very, on that last page, I left some blanks in there because I wanted to get, if you guys had any input on things that we might want to think to ask consulting firms to also look at, this isn't the end of it. Obviously, the main thing we want to make sure that they do is to get as much input from, the community as possible, because this is, for the community, for the user group. So, but. Scope of work, we want them to review and revise all sections of our outdoor rec and open space plan, especially those that have been impacted by changes and revisions. Some of the areas that should be reviewed, goals and objectives, overview and community profile. These are just standard with any plan. Park type criteria, terminology, open space matrix, and including amenities. Location maps, inventory, include park type, size, and type, green space analysis to include areas of that are, you know, green spaces, natural areas, recommendations for future parklands if needed, and indicate locations for, you know, park acquisitions if needed. I do recall the northwest portion of the community is a location that's kind of lacking in any park space, and, you know, that's within that nice walking distance. Very difficult to find a location in that area, but it's something that is always, should always be included in that plan in case something comes about, you know, whether that, you know, you never know if there might be a parcel that all of a sudden is available that the village could look at acquiring. And other things that are being looked at over in that area are, you know, also development of the waterfront. You know, maybe that could be used, you know, once they start developing and putting in, different things down along the waterfront, maybe that could be things that we could utilize as recreational opportunities. Reference and utilize the National Recreation Park Association standards and levels of service. Also utilizing our current levels of service, what is expected, what our constituents or what our residents expect of our service. Needs assessment summary, aerial maps of the parks, American with Disabilities Act, our requirements and needs throughout our facilities. Summary page, consistency with local, regional, and state plans. You know, we want to work with those other plans, Brown County's plans, other local municipalities, bicycle, pedestrian plans, those type of things. Review regional and/or Green Bay area needs. Just because we have municipal boundaries doesn't mean that's what our users. You know, we see a lot of people utilizing Optimus Park over here that, because it's such a nice facility, they'll come from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Review the needs of various user groups and special interest groups. Review growth areas and needs. Review and update capital improvement projects to meet those growth and project demands. Review and update all park and rec property maps. Identify private or public funding methods. Provide analysis recommendations for a parkland dedication policy. I don't believe we have an actual policy that allows us to, a good way to be a consistent, consistently receive any dedicated parklands or anything like that. Meeting public input, regular meetings conducted with staff, minimum of 2 public input involvement meetings, and 1 survey to user groups. We're looking for them to also utilize technology to communicate to user groups and community members. We're finding that more and more that is a good way to reach out and get more public input, is utilizing more and more technologies, because not everybody wants to come and sit in a room on a nice night like tonight and listen to us talk. So plan reviews. Plan shall be reviewed on a regular basis with staff. Draft plan sent to the committee here. You guys go through it and make any comments, recommendations. Final plans, and then have the final plans come through the committee and then approved by the village board. And it just talks about the requirements for final plan, resolution, digital copies, hard copies, things like that. In addition, I came up, there were several things here that I thought that might be of interest for them to additionally look at. Trail corridor concepts with surrounding communities, including connector trails with the Fox River Trail and the Resch Family East River Trail. Lebrun Road Corridor.
Were they talking about opening that back up?
Not the road itself.
Not the road.
Looking to put a multimodal trail through
right
there.
Right through there.
Yeah.
Through LeBrun?
Through, yeah, on LeBrun Road.
That used to be the road.
Yeah, where it's closed off right now.
Oh, so, yeah. Is that where Hawk wanted to do his apartments back there? Same place, right? That area?
The apartments would be to the south of
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
So, I know talks.
Are they ever going to pave that road going down to
the to the dump station?
I know half is Dupuyer, half is Alloway, but...
And actually, it's all Alloway now. They had an agreement, I guess, last year where it ended up, now it's all Alloway. And it has been bid out and waiting for the contractor to get in there and do the work.
I bet you Don is going to be happy down there.
it's going to be done this spring.
Wow.
Spring, summer.
Probably curb and gutter.
I think they're putting curb and gutter in there as well. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But, so that project's on there.
Oh, it's been a long time.
That could be a mess getting to the dump.
You're right.
Yeah.
There's no other way to get down there, is there?
Yeah. Last time I was in the dump, I was walking through mud dump.
Review facility sharing. You know, looking at what other groups have for facilities and how we can partner with them, you know, including school districts, YMCA, surrounding communities, and in private sectors. Review our parking needs in our park facilities and recommend improvements.
That's bad at every park.
It is. It
every
is.
Park.
Every
is
park.
Bad.
And understandably so, as old as a lot of the parks are here, you know, there wasn't that need back then. You know, a lot of the parks were looked at as walk to, bike to. And now everybody drives everywhere. So, you know, and especially when you have facilities that have sport fields there, you know, soccer fields or baseball fields. So, review any future developments, you know, on village-owned properties, even county-owned properties. You know, are there any development opportunities there? And I probably shouldn't. I should probably put this in here, even state-owned.
Do we have county-owned property?
Over off the Fox River Trail. What is that park over?
Oh, the one by the railroad tracks?
Yeah. That's county-owned.
Oh, okay.
State-owned property, just south of where that new detention pond is, south of the highway.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's state-owned, so
oh, yeah.
I should add that in there, too. Review property acquisition for future needs to meet any future park and rec needs. Review our community center facility for future renovation and to maximize the use. This summer we will learn if it is declared a historical site, and if so, that will dictate what we can do, but also open up maybe some avenues on funding to help us do that. But that's, you know, one of our future goals, you know, to definitely look at within the next 10 years is to, look at that facility, see what we can do to renovate that and make that the best use of that, maximize its use. And then also, lastly on there, I had review urban forestry concepts, and things such as our agricultural specification manual, and, you know, how those work in with our outdoor rec and open spaces. So, then, like I said, I left some blanks there. I don't know if anyone had any ideas, you know, right now. Otherwise, you know, feel free. I don't think we're going to look to do this, you know, probably within the next month to send the RFP out. But feel free if, you know, anything comes to mind in the next couple of weeks, shoot me an email that we can look to include in here.
I've got one. Sure. The rivers.
Okay.
How can we use the rivers? You know, the kayaks or bird watching or fishing piers or the retention ponds, too. I mean, there was talk one time of having a dog training area at one of the retention ponds.
Okay.
You know,
the
wild flowers and bird habitat for some of the ponds or something, you know, and signage to let people know that, you know, natural prairie growth here should attract birds and people come bird watch me.
Sure.
Or the deer eat all the flowers, I don't know. We got a lot of water around here.
My neighbor made a little butterfly area, supposedly planted some
flowers that attract
flowers and they're supposed to attract the butterflies.
I like that. There's a monarch problem right now, and there's a shortage.
Yeah.
If the village goes with a consulting firm and they make recommendations, do they automatically give some feel for the cost of implementing that recommendation?
Yes, that's part of the plan. They're supposed to give us a list of capital improvements with the costs associated with, along with those. Okay. So that we, you know going in and when it's approved that, you know, these are the capital improvements that we should try to accomplish within the next 10 years. And, you know, today's money, you know, this is what is the anticipated costs are, so we can look to budget for those types of things.
That's one of my biggest concerns about this, is it's easy to come back with recommendations. You know, where do the dollars come from?
Right. And now that's another aspect of the plan, is to also include avenues to, you know, find those funding opportunities, whether it's grants or you know, different things like that. Alloway has historically been in a pretty good position of, you know, receiving a lot of donor funds, and you know, not a lot of communities are able to, you know, go that route. But you know, that's another avenue. Another thing we're looking at implementing, staff is looking at implementing this year, is more of a set stone capital improvement plan process. Where we're going to have, you know, documentation and, you know, reasons why we recommend this and how we're going to fund it, and think that will be part of our budget process and go to the village board for approval. So that's where these and that, you know, can mend together and really help us out with those type of things.
Thought of another thing, scoreboards at the softball diamonds.
Okay.
They have nice ones in Ashwaubenon, and they actually have a clock on it, too, that counts down, so you know how much time's left in the game, of, you know, besides the score and how many outs and stuff like that. Well, maybe you can get somebody to donate it, puts their name on there with advertising, you know.
Okay.
I wouldn't have wanted it last night. It was very lopsided and not to the good.
I saw the scores of those games last night.
There were some high-scoring games.
That was against us.
Well, there were other high-scoring games as well.
Yeah, I think the one after that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What side were you on?
I was on the low side of the high-scoring game. Yeah. I was a pitcher in that low-scoring
game. That was a long night.
It was a very long night.
You like the Brewers, huh?
Oh, boy.
We can move on. Yeah. We don't need to talk about
that. That's another night.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So yeah, like I said, anything comes up, you know, if you think about anything, do you all have copies of the Outdoor Rec and Open Space Plan? Okay, if you don't, it's on the website as well. But you know, if you get a chance, kind of peruse, go through that, and you know, might bring up some ideas of you know, different things we might want to look to ask for them to look at more specifically.
Is there anything more we can do, or the village can do, with any type of signage down with the trails, the brush trail, regarding animal waste and people leaving it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, I talked to Brad about, and we've talked about Brad about it a few different times.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, he was going to put some fake cameras up, you know, so people just knew, is it real? Is it?
Right.
And the signage they have up there now, it's not really, I can't remember if it's a big sign or a smaller sign, but I don't think people really will sit and kind of look through that sign. I think there needs to be something large enough that catches their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a fine?
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you have to catch them in the act.
Yeah.
And you have to enforce.
Okay.
And
but what about having to, what about on the entrances to those areas that there's signage where it's in big lettering, the fine is not
sure
picking up after
sure.
Your.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I think there needs to be somebody.
Right.
Where I go, I guess, at the end of LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk, even on the soccer field, it's terrible if some of these people don't pick, and these kids are playing soccer, and I'm thinking, oh, God. I don't know if they look over the field before they play.
Yeah.
I hope they do. But there is, it's just,
no,
it's terrible.
Yeah, definitely we can, and that's something, you know, we can do, you know, way before this even
yeah.
gets going.
I mean, even to have bags down there, mm-hmm. I mean, there are some parks that have bags.
The dispensers,
that,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have those on the trail, don't they? Bags? I think they do. And waste containers.
Fox
for
they do?
Yeah.
I know they have waste
Fox
containers trail. Down at the parking lot by the
because unfortunately what happens is if people don't abide by, you know, the signage and the ordinances, is it gets to a point where it might be taken away. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's the last thing we want to do. Is,
absolutely.
You know,
that's a good sign to put right there.
Yeah.
My dog would have a heart attack.
Yeah.
yeah.
But exactly, you know, there's not a, that's one of those, you could call them users, you know, pets are users, and but one of those things that isn't, we don't have the adequate facilities for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have, in our community, we don't have the dog park. You know, Bellevue's working on theirs. DePere just put one in. But there's, in this whole area, there's not
yeah.
enough.
And that's such a great area when there's not soccer going on.
Right.
You know, later on at night, or during
mm-hmm.
the day,
mm-hmm.
That whole area down there by the soccer fields for your dog to run around.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, great. And unfortunately, you know, you think it would be common sense and common courtesy, but just you know, I've seen it where
shit.
People will walk down the street and
yep.
right in somebody's
yeah.
front yard
mm-hmm.
and just keep
yeah.
walking.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And you say something, and they get really upset with you
yeah.
for saying something.
Yeah.
I said to somebody, would you like a bag for that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yes, please, thank you.
Yeah. So,
or,
you know, that's part of the responsibility of being a pet
well,
owner.
I think it's important that that the village looks into
right.
that. Like I said, we talked about this last summer. And
sure. And that's, like I said, that's something we can look at doing, you know,
yeah.
before this even
yeah.
goes. That's, you know, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
This would be a great article for the new Alloway newspaper.
There you go.
Alloway magazine.
At Alloway News.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
You know, let them know that, you know, right now it's a privilege to be able to take your dogs. If this continues, you may lose that privilege.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so please clean up after your dogs.
Oh, that's exactly.
And, you know, it's not all Alloway people. I'm sure you got people coming in from Green Bay. You got people coming in from DePere. Like DePere,
sure.
a lot of those residents use our transfer, the
right,
yard waste.
Right.
The guy down there is pretty good, though. I can't remember his name.
Oh, sure. Yeah, making
Mike,
sure you're a resident.
Mike or Bill. Mike's there tonight.
Maybe the younger.
Bill. What?
The younger one.
Bill.
Bill. He watches it pretty closely.
He watches which road you turn, which way you turn from.
yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've pulled out of there and people have come from the south and turned down that way.
Yeah. I heard him ask a few people, where are you coming from?
Yeah.
They used to have a big book down there, all the names and addresses.
Yeah.
They could look you up.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's excellent. I will.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, I'll get some information told to put in that next month.
Perfect. Yeah.
So that's a great idea. Because that hits every home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's been a great, great avenue for us to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
With residents.
There is quite a bit of activity, dog activity in Webster too.
Okay.
But I watch, you know, when I see them, most people have bags.
Are dogs allowed?
Is that
dogs allowed in Webster?
Hmm?
Are dogs allowed in Webster Park?
No.
I didn't think so.
But there's like a guy comes in regularly and runs his retriever on the football field there, which I like dogs, but and most of them pick up. Not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions?
Okay, the end of our list. Motion to adjourn.
Well, let's, any future agenda items?
I thought we just did that. Sorry.
Oh, anything else? No. I have one last thing. Steve, this is your last meeting, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen's last meeting as well. So, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. A lot of fun.
And, yeah, we appreciate all your insight and all your help, and even the short period of time that I was here and got to
How many years?
Work with you.
Not that many. Three, maybe? When did I start?
08.
Longer than I thought.
Oh, that's there, too.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Yeah. So, again, thank you.
Do we have volunteers for replacement?
They are working on it. The board is. So.
I saw it on their website. They're looking for a couple members.
And at the meeting next week, they're going to discuss all of the village committees and boards and different things like that, the direction they want to go. So it's on the agenda.
Then we'll adjourn. I do make a motion to adjourn.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Yep.
There we go. Nice short meeting.
Sure.
Yes. Appreciate it.
The sun's still out.
The sun's still out. Get home before it gets dark. That's nice.
Chris, can I put a request in to have our...